Terry Reifstek with Visit Champaign County this morning. Terry, good to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Well, to start off the year, end off January, but start off the year, we've got Restaurant Week going on.
That's right. You know, so everybody who has those resolutions in place, you can just forget about them right now, because we're salivating at the thought of all of the different meals that we can have during Restaurant Week. It actually kicked off last night, and it's undergoing all this week through next Saturday, through the February 3rd. We have 25 different restaurants participating in this event. This is our second year hosting it, and we're just really excited to showcase exactly why we are such a great food town. And this event is designed to get you out into the community trying these different restaurants.
And not just out in the community, but expand your horizons beyond Champaign-Urbana.
That's right. So we have restaurants as far east as the Wheelhouse in St. Joe, and as far west as Monarch Brewing Company in Monticello. We've got JT Walker's in Mahomet, Project 47 Smokehouse in Mahomet. So a lot of new places this year, which we're really excited about. And, you know, we've got Koh I Noor in downtown Champaign for some Indian food and Miga for some sushi. So, you know, it's a really good opportunity to try something that you've not had before. And we're also doing a fun little Instagram contest during the event. So if you use the hashtag CC Restaurant Week, you'll be entered to win a $100 gift card to one of the participating restaurants of choice. So lots of great reasons to get out and eat over this next week. Some really good menus. They're all posted on our website and on our Facebook page.
So all the restaurants participating and maybe some of the specials they have also on the website.
Yeah, they're doing special menus for the entire week for both lunch and dinner. So you can see exactly what they're offering. A lot of prefix menus, some things that you can't get any other time of the year. So,
and that may be kind of, you know, leading into Valentine's Day. Maybe you discover a new place you would like to go because, well, we thought we were done with gift giving, but it's coming up in a couple weeks.
No, it never ends. Yeah, this is a perfect time to kind of find that new date night spot, just so you're ready for Valentine's Day. But outside of eating, we have some other really great ideas so that you can, you know, have a really special Valentine's Day. So Monticello does this really great event every year. This is actually their 15th year doing it. It's their Chocolate Fantasy event. And for 3 hours, you can go to over a dozen different Monticello businesses, and they're going to have tastings of different types of chocolate all around the square. And it's just a really fun way to get out, discover the historic area of Monticello, eat as much chocolate as you can, and just, you know, really enjoy that night. So that's a really fun way to spend your Valentine's Day. That's actually the Saturday before Valentine's Day, because it is Wednesday this year, I believe. So, and then, you know, if you are a music lover, the Great Cover Up is actually doing 3 weekends this year, starting at the beginning of February. But the 2 weekends surrounding Valentine's Day, they're going to have their events, one at the City Center and one at 51 Main in downtown Champaign. And if you've not been to this, it's really fun. It's a lot of local bands that come out and actually cover another band, you know, nationally recognized band, but you don't know who they're going to be covering until you go out and discover it. So it's a big reveal, and it's a lot of fun, and it is another great way to kind of spend the night out after you've gone out to dinner. So a great opportunity for some music lovers.
So they're doing a specific band, not necessarily a bunch of different songs by a bunch of different bands, but one band.
Yep. So like 1 year, Katie Flynn came out dressed as Tina Turner and did a whole set of Tina Turner songs, and it was just absolutely fantastic. So everybody does something a little bit different. They try not to repeat artists, so, but it's top secret, and you don't find out until you get there.
Well, that makes it fun and surprising.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
And comedy around as well.
That's right. So the CU Comedy Club, you know, they've been doing comedy pretty regularly, but they're going to have a special Valentine's Day set the Saturday before Valentine's Day. It's actually going to be an all-female led comedy set. They're bringing in Kristen Toomey, who is a big comedian out of the Chicago area, and she will be headlining that event, and several other female comedians that night. So another great way to kind of get out, have a nice dinner, and then go see some entertainment. But then, you know, sometimes Valentine's Day is really just spending about the day with your family. And so the Urbana Park District is holding a great event at the Phillips Rec Center on that Saturday before Valentine's Day. So they're going to have an all-you-can-eat dessert bar, which who doesn't want that, alongside a DJ and some Valentine's Day related craft projects. So a really fun night out for your family, and, you know, a great way to spend Valentine's Day.
Yeah, even though, you know, it's February and we're all kind of in the back in the grind, as it were, after the holidays and everything, there's still a lot of stuff to check out and see.
There's always a lot of different things going on. And, you know, some of the other things, you know, some of our museums are in the process of, you know, putting out their spring exhibitions. I know the the Museum of the Grand Prairie is celebrating 50 years right now. So there's always something going on in the community. You don't have to look very far. And there's really just no reason to be bored.
Well, if anybody needs ideas, they can go to the website. That's the best place, not just what we talked about, but a bunch of other things going on.
Absolutely. It's visitchampaincounty.org.
Terry Reifstek, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.